It's the Almanac, a daily-ish dose of wonder for January 18th-ish. It's a podcast based on the book The Almanac, a daily dose of wonder, where we take the events of the day and make them into creative prompts. The intention of this podcast is to nourish your creativity and maybe have some fun doing it. Because when we are creative and having fun, the world is usually a better place. Today's edition is a potpourri of today and yesterday, since I'm riffing off the theme of doing something daily-ish. The creative process is nonlinear. Accepting imperfections is the fuel for compassion, and compassion has been found scientifically to be a much more effective strategy for reaching dreams than self-oppression. Speaking of dreams, today, this year, 2021, we are celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. I have made the civil rights activist I Have a Dream speech, Martin Luther King Jr., a posthumous honorary Kaizen Muse creativity coach, because one of his philosophies encapsulates many of our approaches. Specifically, this quote: "Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." This is one of the meanings of the word Kaizen, a Japanese word meaning continuous improvement through small steps. How might you find some inspiration in this quote? Think of what you are energized to do creatively. Got it? What if you didn't have to worry about where it was going and just had the faith that the next small step would lead you to where you're supposed to go? Now break it down. What would you do in just 5 minutes related to it? Or even what question would you ask? That's a small step. Yesterday, January 17th, was the birthday of Vidal Sassoon, 1928, the father of modernish hairstyles. And that's important because it gave me the question for my clever friends on Facebook to answer. The quarantine has taken its tolls on many people's hair, including mine, big time. I asked my friends, what would you call your quarantine hairstyle? There were some funny and clever answers, and some poetic, like this one from David Bridges. His hairstyle would be called disheveled with touches of wind. He's a poet. Marianne Methner said, "Tonight my 14-year-old grandkid said I look like a mad scientist." I think a lot of us can relate to that. Christy Heideck said her hairstyle was a place for nesting birds. Nice. Sylvain Bourget said, "Before, after the haircut and color I gave myself last night drinking vodka." I would say either one. What would you call it? Greg Fraley, his hair is Jim on Taxi. I remember that show. April Baldrich said, "Director's cut, unedited edition." Very clever. Mary Cecilia Hutchinson said, "Blooper reel." Tara Walsh Hurt said, "COVID color 19. Grade A, grade A." Alex Bosworth said, "Lynch Unleashed." We are both avid David Lynch fans, and He's got quite a do. Deborah Stort said, when I touch it, it screams at me. So I have left it alone. It appears to be happy doing its own thing. Kate Merriman's, here is the Snuffleupagus do. Candy Cumming, her question is for herself, did you comb your hair with an egg beater? Steve Roche, 50 Shades of Grey. Nice. Darla Setter Moore said, my hair is in its pre-existing condition. And my hair is, it'll grow back. I got really cocky cutting it because it looked good at first, and then it was a slippery slope that I slid down. Today is also the birthday of Peter Marc Roget, 1779. He's the author of Roget's Thesaurus. The Dose of Mirth was inspired by that. It's from Stephen Wright. He said, what's another word for thesaurus? Here's a question we ask in Kaizen Muse Creativity Coaching often. What are you glad you did the last couple of days? Writing it down is advice, but I'll give you some time to think about it, because we often don't go back and ask ourselves that question. What are some things you're glad you did the last couple of days? See if you can picture them. Bring them back. I'll leave you with this soul vitamin on the January 18th page. It's from Anais Nin. We write to taste life twice. Love what you do, taste life twice. Art, writing, creativity is practice with the courage to take a risk. And taking risks expands the experience of our life. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to our courage. Anais Nin said that too. This is Jill Bodonsky. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook, where the prompts are at Jill Bodonsky Facebook, and subscribe to my newsletter for creative workshops and prompts. The link is in the call notes. Be good to yourself. Stay safe.